Welcome to the Merge Sort AI Digest, your daily AI news roundup. I'm Paul, joined as always by our brilliant analyst Jane. Today, we're diving into a busy Friday, April 24th, 2026, with some major headlines.
Thanks, Paul. It certainly feels like the AI world is operating on hyperspeed this week. We've got a lot to unpack, especially with the ongoing model wars.
Absolutely. Let's kick things off with the big one. Google has just unveiled its 8th-generation TPUs, specifically designed with agentic AI in mind. This is a massive hardware play. Jane, what does it mean for the industry?
Well, Paul, it signals Google's deep commitment to the agentic AI paradigm. These aren't just faster chips. They're architected for the unique demands of autonomous agents, which require sustained, complex computations. It really shows where they see the future of AI heading.
And speaking of fierce competition, just 7 days after Anthropic's Opus 4.7, OpenAI dropped GPT 5.5. The buzz is that these two models feel like they've, quote, swapped souls. What's your take on this rapid-fire release cycle and the perceived personality shift?
It's fascinating, isn't it? This one lab, one week cadence is intense. The soul swap observation suggests that OpenAI might be leaning into more safety-aligned, perhaps even a bit more verbose responses, while Anthropic's Opus 4.7 seems to have gained some of that direct, get-to-the-point efficiency GPT models were known for. It's a strategic move to differentiate, or perhaps a convergence of best practices.
It sounds like they're really pushing each other hard. And on that note, Anthropic had some news this week too, addressing and resolving multiple issues that caused recent Claude performance degradation. What happened there?
Yes, they were quite transparent about it, which is good to see. It turns out a few changes, like altering default reasoning effort for Claude code and a bug in session memory clearing, led to users reporting a forgetful or degraded experience. They have reverted those changes and clarified the API wasn't impacted, which is crucial for developers. Less than person one, greater than good, to hear they're on top of it. Now, shifting gears to open weights, DeepSeek has launched its V4 models with an impressive 1 million token context window. They're not just about raw benchmarks, but efficiency for AI agents, right? Less than person two, greater than exactly, Paul. DeepSeek V4 is a huge step for open source agentic AI. The 1M token context is impressive, but the real innovation is how they've optimized it to be usable for long-running agent tasks, tackling issues like KV cache bloat and high inference costs. This makes it a serious contender for complex, multi-step agentic workloads.
That's a game changer for practical agent development. And before we wrap up, we also saw news that Anthropic quietly hit a $1 trillion valuation on secondary markets, actually surpassing OpenAI. That's a huge milestone, Jane.
It really is, Paul. A $1 trillion valuation for a company that's only a few years old speaks volumes about the investor confidence in Anthropic's long-term vision and their safety-first approach. It solidifies them as a major, major player in the AI race, right alongside OpenAI and Google.
Incredible growth. And speaking of growth, we also heard that Shopify has achieved near universal AI adoption internally and unveiled advanced internal platforms. It shows how AI is integrating into every level of enterprise, not just the frontier models.
That's a fantastic example of practical AI implementation. Shopify, as a 20-year-old, $200 billion company, going all in on AI for everything from customer simulation to ultra-low latency search, proves that AI isn't just for tech giants, but a core strategy for modern businesses to thrive.
Absolutely. It's clear that AI is becoming foundational across the board. That's all the time we have for today's top stories on the Merge Sort AI Digest for April 24th, 2026. Thank you, Jane, for your insights.
My pleasure, Paul. Always great to break down the latest with you.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back tomorrow with more of the most important AI news. Until then, stay curious.